CDJ, Donnie, Jesse, and Chuck. It's summer. I haven't stopped sweating since I got up.
You and me both.
Oh, dude, is it like, is it me or is this like AC not as cold as it used to be?
Either that
or I'm just getting old and fat.
We're getting old, bro. We're getting old.
Don's like, I can't throw the fat in there. He's like, I just posted my fucking gym selfie, getting it in.
I probably would feel a lot better if I was like posting gym selfies. I mean,
yeah.
Instead, I'm like posting like taco selfies.
Yeah, me too.
I'm like, I have sour cream in my chest here again.
I'm kind of jealous, honestly. I love me a taco.
Yeah. Well, September 16th, come see me at Miller's barbecue competition.
Oh, shit. What does that fall on?
It's a Saturday.
It's a Saturday. Yeah. All right.
So hopefully it's one of the Saturdays you don't work.
I work every Saturday.
Oh, I thought you said
it's every other Saturday is a half Saturday.
Oh, well, hopefully it's a half Saturday.
Hopefully, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's just like food in general. I mean, I babysat this weekend. So you get to Friday, right? You're like, all right, I guess I'll just fucking...
Who'd you babysit?
Friday came home. I was like, you know
they
what,
they trusted
babe?
You to do this?
So Friday, this is not babysit night. Friday, I'm like on the way home, I'm like, oh, I'll get Chinese food, and you just don't... You buy $100 worth of Chinese food. Yeah. 100. Oh. Fat as fuck.
What Chinese
food?
So
Saturday,
where'd you go?
I went to Wasabi.
Oh.
So right. I got sushi, Chinese food, the whole night.
Oh, they have fire over there. That's a pretty good spot.
I thought my wife was mad at me and she said she didn't want anything, so I got her all her favorite things. And then Saturday, so number one, I get up.
So what, was she like, I'm not mad at you? Why'd you get all this?
So this is how the babysitting Saturday started. And it's not, didn't start, I had my own kid. It wasn't... babysitting, I guess.
And so that's what I was getting at when you said that. I was like, is it babysitting?
No, it wasn't just my kid. So like, my
what
kid
do they call
goes
it
to
when you watch your own kid.
In Wasabi's parking lot, actually.
Parenting.
In Wasabi's parking lot, there's like this little fuck you. I'm not the guy who fucking locks up my daughter in a pallet jail.
Yeah.
I'll tell you about the pallets later.
Jesus.
All right. So you're at those.
So I get up. I take my kid. I take my kid to this gym class. So it's a little fucking place. It's like a little baby store. You go, every time I go in there, I drop 200 because they have all toys. You go there a half an hour early.
Get them a new
fit. Plays with all the toys. They're like, oh, play whatever you want. Now your kid's obsessed. Then they have hats and shit, like dope ass, like Binky Bros, like the matching dad kid hats, whatever.
Binky Bros?
Binky Bros, yeah. I wear, so my kid has one and like the.
That's a thing?
Yeah, bro. Yeah, it's like matching dad, like, look at his outfit. Look at his fit, good.
Oh, that's a
fresh
fly
stuff.
Photo.
Like, they have fresh.
Yeah, I never heard of it. I'm out of the loop, dude. You want to know about dog
so
shit?
I'll
tell you.
So, whatever. My wife's away. My wife's at a shower. So, I go with my son. Number one, there's six or seven mothers in there. I'm the only chubby dad in there.
How do they
sweating
look?
My ass off. Donnie, I mean, Jesse, I really can't speak to that, but I mean.
So, okay, they were hot.
Not bad.
That's exactly what he was
saying. Soft
getting at.
Sevens.
But there's a window. There's a window and all the dads are waiting outside and I'm the only dad in there. Fucking bald. After my haircut, sweating my ass off.
Bald and sweating.
Sweating my ass off, dude. I'm like, yeah, Press, you'll be fine over there. Daddy's just going to take a breather on the old merry-go-round. They do the parachute and shit, though. Like we did in gym class. Oh, yeah, they do the parachute.
It's hot in there.
Yeah. They're like, send Presley right over. Actually, dude, so the lady's like, oh, it's story time. My kid goes right up to the lady, sits right in her lap. I'm like, okay, good.
He's like, Miss Lisa?
It's Miss Amaya, actually.
No, what's the one on YouTube we watch a video?
Oh, Miss Rachel. That's Miss Rachel, yeah.
You see the thing going around? She got the little pierced titties?
Yeah, I've seen all that. I don't think so, though.
I knew that already.
So I take the kid to the gym class. We get out. Now I'm contemplating, like, I want to get a happy meal with the kid, but my wife hasn't got him one yet. So these are things you'll learn if you ever have kids. You can't jump the gun and get a happy meal for the first time if your wife isn't there. You're fucked. So I didn't get the happy meal. Went home.
Noted.
Unbeknownst to my wife's cousin dropped off his two sons and his daughter at like, she came a little later. So now I got a house full of four kids.
So this is where the babysitting kicks in.
Actually, it wasn't that bad because they're like 12. They kind of like played with my son and I chilled on the couch and watched YouTube. But I'm for the sake of the story, I'm going to say I babysat the whole time.
Tilly, for the sake of the story, I ate edibles.
Has there ever been a babysit situation where nobody didn't order pizza?
That's just part of it, isn't it?
I ordered
in the movies,
dude. This is another fat thing sweating. I got Deep Petrillo's, two pizzas, dude. The fucking hot pizza from Deep Petrillo's,
fire,
is fire, but so thick,
it really
you'll
is.
Sweat for 2 weeks. It's so heavy.
Oh,
each
fucking
pie weighs like fucking 250 pounds.
I love it thick.
You gotta get yep. a cup. You gotta get a couple.
We know.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. You know.
Yeah. You gotta get a couple bags of cookies on the way out too. You know. For
totally
the kids.
Talking about pizza.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. The cookie. Yeah. You know what they got that's really good there too? I love everywhere though. Spinach pie. Oh my god, I love me a spinach.
That's
pie.
My dude. That's
oh,
my. Yeah. That's my kryptonite.
I love spinach pie. I can.
My kryptonite. You gives know, me a stomach ache every time I eat the whole fucking piece.
Paglarini's fire. I got a good for spinach
pizza
pie.
Pizza King has a banging spinach pie.
I like a nice like they have the spinach roll. Like I like a pie like a hot like calzone.
So
spinach. Pepperoni, mushrooms, and olives.
Bang. I like pepperoni.
Feta cheese.
Yeah. So Paglarini's, theirs is like a it looks like a half moon almost the way they do theirs.
Yeah, yeah, it's a pizza. It's
yeah,
fucking flipped in half.
I pretty puked much, right? one of those out one time.
Oh yeah, God yeah. damn.
And nothing because of Paglarini's. So this when I used to work.
Shout out to Paglarini's.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pags, you got. It. I used to actually cut the owner's hair. The old from the original one from Pags Pizza. The old guy. He lives in the neighborhood over here.
They well, sponsored a soccer team when I was a child.
I haven't seen him in a long time. I don't know if he's still around, but cool guy. Anyway, get the fucking spinach pie from Paglarini's. Me and Pete go on a service call. I don't do cat shit. This basement is full of cat shit. I slip on it. I look over at Pete. I just remember going, don't fucking, don't. I'm like, dude.
It came up like a whole spinach
pie. I projectiled an entire spinach pie across the basement, and the cats all ate it.
Yeah.
That were in the basement.
Oh, fuck.
Well, I wasn't going to pick it up. There's cat shit everywhere. They ain't going to fucking care. Obviously, man. No one goes down there.
I'm gonna go out on a limb and say, I swear to God, if I was on death row, I think if they asked me for a last dinner, spinach pie would be involved. If you ask my wife what my favorite is, it's, dude, I love spinach pie.
I would
and
say
it gives me a stomach ache every single time.
I think.
But I eat it. Even the piece with like, you know the one at the end with one piece of spinach in it,
yeah,
but it's all
yeah,
bread?
Yeah, yeah. I'll eat
it's
that.
Like it looks like a knee.
Yeah, like a dirty one.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, I got that.
It's like the knee crevice.
I put salt on the spinach, too. Oh, I love a little salt.
Oh, wow, I never did that. Oh, I'm not a big salt guy, but.
Yeah, I'm a fucking salt that's guy. That's why I'm both swollen. Before.
You're a risky kind of guy, huh?
So yeah, that's what would be your last meal, huh?
I like your style.
Not going to lie, I think.
I might have to give that a shot.
I would probably say mine would have to be like a perfect pizza. Nothing hits better than a perfect. It's got to be perfect, though. I'm still looking for it.
I'm the same way when it comes to pizza. I'm very fussy about pizza, but pizza's like my fucking go-to.
It's my favorite.
I like a nice. That's a Sicilian, right? The like Deep Petrillo's is like a Sicilian, right?
Why are you looking at me? Donnie's sitting right there.
That's a Sicilian, right? The square piece. Like hey, I watch enough Dave Portnoy. Yeah. I think it's Sicilian. That and Twins Pizza in North Providence.
I heard that
like
one's
that.
Delicious.
Twins is a
Twins
good
is banging.
Pizza,
Twins
bro.
Is banging.
I heard. That.
I think. I think what do you call it is kind of like that too, right? Caserta's.
Caserta's is good.
Yeah, but they got a spinach pie over there, Wimpy Skimps.
Cat and Zaro's was really good on Park Ave.
Yes, yes.
And the Big Cheese, also fire. The
Big Cheese is a banger. That's one of the most slept-on restaurants in the state.
Chicken Parm, no good, though.
Their calzones are fucking fire.
I heard the salads. I heard the salads are bomb.
Oh, their dressing? Their dressing.
The Greek salad is out of this world.
Their dressing, you could drink it. Actually, I can remember CJ drinking it.
So Kristen, so Kristen's mom goes there all the time, Kristen's family. I've never been. We've never ordered from there. But
we've never eaten it?
So I've been like dying to go there. So her friend, her hates cheese. She's pregnant. And she's like, do you think
big
they have
cheese.
Anything that doesn't have cheese?
Man.
I'm like, dude.
At the Big Cheese?
Like, dude, I'm
right?
Yeah, but of course they do. Like, it's not just like, they're like, oh, they make fresh cheese on the side of your fucking table.
Well, all right, so I had an old guy come in. And, you know, I have that barbershop sign that says flat top specialist. He's like, do you do anything other than flat tops?
I mean, you gotta,
you just watched me do 15 fucking haircuts, dude.
He thought they were all flat tops.
Yeah, dude. I hate flat.
Guys got cataracts.
I had another kid, and I had this one kid. He was like, he's like, well, do you know how to do skin fades? He looks at me. Mind you, I go, why? Because I'm white. He was a black dude.
Yeah, but when I was a kid,
I go, because I'm white. He was like, well, I'm not. I go, that is why. I know it's fine. I go,
kid,
yeah, I can cut your hair, dude. It's easier. Yeah.
When I was a kid, there was like my boy in my neighborhood. He was older than me, so I didn't know how to. He's like, go to the barbershop. He's like, ask for a 1 into a 2 into a 3. Like, that's a dude. I probably sounded like a fucking asshole going in there. It's like somebody going, can I have a Cape Codder, vodka, and cranberry? I fucking hate that. That's a big pet peeve of mine. I hate the old school names for some drinks. Just call it.
Yeah.
Can I have a highball?
Yeah. Can I have a Caesar?
Yeah, see, actually, I kind of like it. I like
no. Yeah, I, no, get, you want a number two all over. I get it.
I mean, some remember Massachusetts, they call it a taper.
Everywhere on the planet calls it a taper, except for us. We're actually wrong with a temp. Nowhere else calls it that. And in the South, they call a lineup is a tape up. How weird is that?
Yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah, but we're the only ones that call
that's
it a temp.
They tape it
temps
up before
don't
they
exist.
Put the Beijing on it.
Maybe.
Did you saw, dude, know that? Have you ever seen
I've
the Boss You ever seen the Boss the dude Caleb? He does like Sunday conversations. So, dude, they did an interview with Fat Joe. And the dude, Glennie Balls, the chubby guy, just had a huge Beijing beard on sitting next to Fat Joe.
That's awesome.
I don't know. That was a little off topic, but it was hilarious. Speaking of this old house, Donnie put up a shed in his yard. And yeah. Actually, Donnie pretty much did HGTV fucking.
Yeah.
I make fun of Donnie for a lot of things. The thing, this picture that he showed me is fucking legit. It's fucking, hit up Donnie online.
It's gonna
not
be
only
the,
does
it's gonna
he do
be
boxing.
The, that's the podcast picture.
Yeah, Donnie's doing restorations now.
Appreciate it. You know, that one I call Operation Keep Crackheads Out. I was having crackheads wander through my backyard when I was at work. So I found out from my tenant. My tenant and one of my neighbors was like, they're coming from like the big multifamily at the far end of the street, which is like the Section 8 housing and shit there. And they're coming and they have like.
Body, you worked during the day. I thought crackheads were nocturnal, but I guess that isn't true.
Nah, I think that it's no. Probably right after they wake up, probably around like fucking noon. You know what I mean? Walking through the fucking yard. They got to get their fucking crack house in Providence or something. They're,
no, that's West Fork.
They got to walk ahead of them.
I feel like there isn't crack houses in Providence. Like, people don't realize how close the crack houses are.
Oh, yeah, they don't.
Oh, there's like, they're right out here, brother.
Yeah, no, there's crack houses all over the fucking place.
Like, I just read that.
Like you said, West Warwick. They ain't going anywhere. They're staying in West Warwick.
No, they walk from like, your house to like where my shop is. Yeah. Into a little village by their crack, and then they walk back through your yard.
So what it is my house is on a fucking corner lot. And on that corner lot,
perfect
shortcut.
Well, yeah. It's like,
love a good corner lot.
It's a corner lot and it's not fenced in. So they were cutting through my driveway and coming out on the other end of the yard in my tenant's driveway. And because I didn't have a garage or a shed on the property, I had my lawnmower out in the backyard. I kind of had it hidden up against the house.
Chained up.
With like my fucking rings.
You had a box around
like
it.
Right? So then I'm thinking, I'm like, these people are walking through my fucking yard. One day I'm going to wake up and my lawnmower is going to be gone. My fucking yard tools and shit. Not fucking happening. So I got to get the house. I got to get cameras
put
up.
You got to get those right there, dude.
But yeah, so what I did was I ended up getting a bunch of pallets for free from my job. We got as many pallets as you fucking need, pretty much. We probably have at least over 100 pallets there right now.
At all times.
And we have a steady flow of pallets that come in because they come in, all the car parts come in on pallets.
I guess you could pretty much say I'm a pallet guy.
I know a little bit about pallets.
Like, look me up on
Pinterest.
You know,
Donnie Pallets.
Yeah. Look me up on Pinterest.
yep. Yeah, you'll see me there. And I'm with
like,
my pallets.
Chalet.
Yeah, so I use pallets as the fence and as the base of the shed. That's pretty much it. And I bought a minimal wood at Home Depot, like $250.
Dude, the fence is what, like, I...
Dude, it looks so, like, the not, like, the beginning of it to the end.
It's crazy.
It's a good Instagram slide three times.
Right? My neighbor was hilarious because my neighbor.
You might
was,
pick up some traction on that.
You should have seen
I'm thinking about buying a house to get a yard so you can do that in my yard.
Yo, you should have saw how sketched out my neighbor was at first about it. Like, when they first saw the pallets going up and shit, they're like, so what exactly do you got going on there?
They thought you were putting a chicken coop in.
And I told him what I was doing, and he was like, kind of seemed like he was, like, very skeptical, like,
he's
it was going to look
like this,
shit.
He goes, the kid buys the house.
He came up to me afterwards, he goes, dude, I just didn't see it turning
out.
Like
next week, I'm doing his yard.
He's like, kid buys the house, he's fucking up the whole neighborhood. He's making our values go down with a pallet fence.
Like you could put pallets on.
And then he's
them.
Seen it, he's like, God damn it.
God, this kid's pretty good.
He's like, fuck.
Yeah. I really don't want to like him, but there's definitely things I don't like about him, but he did a pretty good job.
He's like,
with
now
that
I got to go spend more money because I got to get the better fucking fence.
Ah, man. Fucking kid, man.
He's like, now the crackheads are just staying in my yard.
Yeah.
Now I got to get a fence. I put a moat in. He's like, yeah,
a moat.
A moat.
Oh, that's fucking awesome.
Donnie's like, a moat. Now that's an idea.
Yeah.
He has a pallet ladder to get out of the moat.
You might be onto something, Chuck. Might be on to something. Singing about a little fucking koi pond in the front of something, you know?
That's a nice piece. My aunt
that
has
is
one.
A nice piece, right? My uncle
I've
has
seen
one
it.
Right up the
I've
road.
Seen it.
Yeah. It's paradise. You know, in the winter, when it freezes over, the koi are still alive down there.
Yeah, they hibernate.
Yeah.
Fucking wild, huh?
Yeah, they freeze up like God. Like
if you buy fish
from Demolition Man.
If you buy fish on the internet, they send them to you frozen, and then they come back to life when you put it in your tank.
Really?
Yes. I ordered chickens one time on the internet.
Actually, I heard when
they weren't frozen.
You, when you send the, when they send you pallets,
imagine you get frozen chickens.
Well, fucking, no, they send them on pallets. Is that what you're gonna say?
He's like, Dude. God. He's like, actually, the pallets. I ordered them. They were disassembled. So
I actually, you know, I
it
decided
was just like popsicle sticks. They sent them.
Decided to make a fish tank out of pallets, you know?
Yeah. Be a dope frame for one.
Yeah, right? We're making fucking moves here. Yeah. I think you're onto something, Jesse. Yeah.
The chickens, dude. So I ordered the chickens. I wanted like some specialty chickens when I had ordered them. So I totally forgot about them. I get a phone call. It's like 5 in the morning, dude. It's like it's a Coventry number. I don't know the number. I'm like, who got arrested? I'm thinking. Hello? They're like, hey, this is the post office. He's like, goes, we have a box of, I think, birds. Here for you. I'm like, what? And he goes, it sounds like a bunch of birds in here. And then I'm like, oh fuck, it's the chickens. I went, dude, it was legit a box like with a bunch of holes poked in it, and there was 12 chickens inside. 2 day old chickens. Imagine you just get born and you get thrown in a box and you get shipped across the fucking from Ohio to here.
I think I might have.
Me too. Fucking weird though.
Don't talk about child trafficking around Donnie.
Get, no, bird trafficking.
Oh yeah. Innocent birds every day.
Every day are trafficked in this country.
Put on the street for eggs.
So there's a big controversy right now in Coventry. Did you see about the chickens?
No.
Oh, there's a big thing. There's some lady I was reading. She's actually going to go to court again. This is her second time going to court because apparently now in Coventry, you have to have your chickens contained. You can't let them free range. So some lady went to the fucking
town.
The
eggs just aren't the same.
No, you have to keep them like in like a crated thing. They aren't because they're not eating the same stuff. So I guess she went there and she brought the chicken with her. And they were.
This is my co-counsel.
I guess the judge was like, what the hell? The judge was laughing about it, and she goes, "Guilty or not guilty?"
She can't call me chicken.
She goes, "Guilty or not guilty?"
Sorry, that was a bad joke.
So she says, "Not guilty." So she's gonna go back to court and
that
fight.
Was a bad dad joke yeah. all day.
That was a bad dad.
And fight the fucking and fight the nun. I guess it's a nun that lives next door that's fucking trying to say she can't have the chickens. I don't know. It's fucking.
It's a real cockfight over there.
Yeah, it is.
Sorry.
Fucking
I'm
unbelievable. Actually, that was.
I'm gonna wake up tomorrow, make pancakes for my son.
I'm like, I don't even have a sound effect. I don't think for that.
Like, even my kids like. Nah. That's not what's going.
No, chicken fucker.
I feel like I'm in Star Trek since the last time I like Captain's Log. It's been 3 months since the last time I
did a podcast.
Yeah, I did a podcast. Since the last time I had live chickens coming to pallet to my house.
Zuckerberg versus Elon Musk cage match.
Yeah, I don't
what
know.
What do you think?
It's never
you think
gonna
it's
happen.
Gonna happen?
Never gonna happen.
You don't think so?
No.
Why not?
Because I just don't think it's gonna
happen. No, it won't happen. Unfortunately,
you don't think it's gonna happen.
Imagine the insurance company that wants to look at that. They're like, I don't fucking really know about that one, buddy.
You don't think it's gonna happen at all. I think it's gonna happen. It's gonna be like
it's gonna be like flag football, if anything.
Yeah.
And Zuckerberg will beat his dude. Zuckerberg's kind of fucking.
They
can
do
shape.
Like. What are they gonna do
he
with?
He like fights. He like trains Muay
Thai. Sock and boppers, dude. They're gonna do it with the sock and boppers.
I don't know if he trains Muay Thai.
But I'm pretty positive. Elon Musk also trains as well.
Yeah.
But Elon Musk just hasn't been as public about his training as Zuckerberg. Like, Elon Musk has been...
He's actually just a fucking beast.
He's a fucking sandbagger.
That's
what I'm
saying.
A robot.
So I wouldn't, like,
he's like, you only have to fight me with my hands wrapped in broken glass.
Like, anybody could take a picture with some fighters and shit. You know what I mean? So...
Yeah, well, I could put Chuck in a headlock. We could take a picture and say we're practicing MMA.
At this point, though, I think they would probably win. Who? At this point of the night.
Who?
You. If you put me
all right now.
I'd be like, all right, I'm just fucking tap it out.
Yeah, you forget.
Yeah. No, I don't want to go night nights. I've never gone night nights.
No, it's not fun.
Not from any fighting issues. I've gone night nights off anxiety. Speaking of anxiety, kick the Zol off. I kicked it. I'm done.
You're done. You're off the Zol.
I don't like it, dude. I didn't like it. I kicked it.
A month later,
you know
you're off
dude?
It.
I just have like weird premonitions of people who like have to take shit on a daily basis. For like anxiety, and I'm like, my anxiety is really bad, but like,
it made it worse.
No, it didn't. I wasn't as focused as I usually am when I go to work in the morning. I was like,
what did it make you feel like?
Like witty, kind of made me feel like a little dumbed down, like my personality, and I think that's what it does.
So what do you have anxiety about? Like, what do you think?
Is it just like.
I'm like, because, no, like, a lot of people have like, a lot of people.
I like
have,
where this is going.
I'm genuinely curious because I have anxiety myself. So
I have a lot.
So let's get it.
A lot of anxieties. I care about shit too much. But my thing is, my biggest thing is like I can deal with it during the week, but on the weekends, I just like don't even enjoy the moment. I legit am just like counting down the minutes till I have to go back to work, and I don't like live in the moment. It's actually like a legit thing. The other thing is like I don't have it like when I'm working and I talk to people. That's the worst part. Like once I like go past the, I know some people can't get past that threshold to like go outside their comfort zone. No. So sometimes the only time I have it is when like I said, I don't know. The Zoloft though, dude, I don't want to be like dependent on something, and it made me feel like
I took Adderall
one time at work. Somebody was like, oh, take. Actually, no, twice, because, yeah.
We took one.
Yeah. So I was at, but that was a different, so I did it at work because I was, like, tired, like, waiting tables. Dude, I, like, didn't have the same personality all day at my tables. So I was like a robot. I was just like, I got to get to the next task. Like, fuck.
Yeah, I've definitely taken some Adderall, and if I'm completely, like, say, sober and take it, I will go to sleep. I turn into a zombie. If I'm drunk and take it, I'm like, yeah, let's fucking get it. So really? I don't know what that means, but... I'm not a doctor.
I don't know. I'm not a doctor.
I'm scared about
either,
being.
That's pretty.
Well, I mean, they don't even know. That's why they call it medical practice.
Yeah, right. Valid fucking point there. Yep.
And then people get the balls to be like, can you believe what they did to me? They fucked me all up. I'm like, yeah, well, he told you he was practicing, you fucking idiot.
Yeah, right. More people die fucking of, you know, medical malpractice than almost anything else.
Mal what? You see what I'm saying?
Practice.
You see what I'm saying?
You son of a bitch.
Aha!
I was gonna say malnourishment, and that's why I bulked up today. I get it. But I just like some people do need. I just don't want to be dependent on like something every day to wake up. Besides, like, actually, I'd get on some fucking. I get on some fucking growth hormones right now, though.
No, you will not.
Yes, I would. I'd get on them. Dude, I listen to Tom Segura. Speaking of Tom Segura and...
pretty good stand-up.
Yeah. And Bert Kreischer. So both their doctors have them on, like, a small dose of testosterone because, number one, they're, like, getting older and they have a low dose. But another, it, like, has, like, health benefits, actually. You know, a lot of stuff. Not, like, I'm not going to, like, full-blown, like throw a set out. But, like, maybe when you get older, like, you know what people used to do?
No,
it, like,
took
a fucking cycle.
Especially this day and age, there's a lot of men that are lacking testosterone. So, you know, like, no, but you're right. It's actually proven that there are health benefits.
And Donnie's like, I'd like to take a minute to say I am not lacking testosterone.
Probably too much in that department sometimes.
Stop it!
Get out of here! That was a good response. Yeah.
Why do you think I'm in the gym punching the shit out of stuff every day?
He's like, you fucking pussies.
But like realistically, that's what I fucking do. I'm in there punching shit every day. And I gotta get fucking the shit out somehow.
I'm like, yeah.
I'm punching it.
I'm over here making guys look good. I'm like, my testosterone's gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I actually have milk.
No, it's not, Jesse, because it's a badass fucking haircut.
Yeah.
All right.
Is that a Caesar?
No.
You like hate when people ask for a Caesar, but you
actually know what I hate.
You went to Linda and asked for a Caesar.
You wouldn't even know what that means.
Yeah, I do.
No, I don't think Linda would know what that means.
Oh, she's like Maximus Dedius Meridius.
Caesarus Maximus Glutimus.
Glutimus Maximus.
I don't think many people would know what that means, to be honest with you.
You kind of have. Like, you have a temp.
This is not a Caesar. Yeah, I have a temp, yeah.
You have a temp.
This is like a made-up.
It could be easily a Caesar.
This is the barber special. This is called the... when you are a barber and you fucking hate cutting hair.
And do it in the mirror.
So you just do it yourself when you have a couple minutes.
Did you see the girl from OnlyFans that won a boxing match this week and just straight busted
and
out her
flash the whole fucking, yeah.
Who'd she fight? Elon Musk?
I don't even know. She fought me in a pillow fight. Sorry, that didn't hit. No. Tom Segura is special, though. It did hit.
It did.
It did hit. The whole bit about the edibles with the, I mean, obviously his mother, well, they're mixed race. I don't know. What did he say? He was Peruvian or something. But his mom's like, may I have one gummy, please?
Yeah.
And I don't want to ruin the bit. Just watch it on Netflix. But
that last joke of the whole thing was so fucking funny because it was so relatable.
Yeah, I just love his like dryness, and when he's like, he's like, oh yeah, like you're a dumbass, pretty much, like the people. And then when he talks about so he has like shirts on his website that say like Garth Brooks unblock me. And
so I didn't know anything about the Garth Brooks thing. I had to look it up.
So it just started on the podcast. He started saying that Garth Brooks, like, he kills people. It was like a
yeah.
It was like a joke, and his like fans brought it to like everybody brought it to a new level that they were like busting out the signs and stuff at Garth Brooks shows. And like Garth Brooks was like fine at first, but now he just unfriended him. So like they're like going heavy on Garth Brooks, everybody, like, because he just unfriended him. That's stupid. But unfollowed him on Twitter. But it's just like a big following, like Cole joke. He said it in his special, which is something that's funny because he only did it because of the people that like follow him every day.
Yeah.
And his podcast. They just signed, so they have Danny Brown does a podcast on his platform, YMH YMH. And then he just signed Anthony Jr. from Sopranos has a podcast with Jamie Lynn Singler.
Really?
Yeah, they've done a podcast together for like a bunch of years. But he just put them on his
network. I didn't even know that.
Yeah, they're really funny, actually, like really funny. I heard them with a podcast with him like years ago, and then I just seen it pop up. He bought them and they're like doing a podcast on there. And then there's one other person, like another like big name that's doing their shit on his like that YMH thing. He has like crazy, crazy money, dude. It's so nuts. But his special is fucking awesome, dude. It was really good. The only thing was, I think that was literally the same, like, most of the jokes that I seen when we seen him in Charleston.
Yeah, he's probably still doing the tour.
Because he was on tour. But the tour is called I'm Coming Everywhere, and the special is called Sludge. He goes, my next tour is going to be called I'm Coming in, like, a Few Places.
Yeah, I actually really enjoyed that one. I geeked out during the whole thing.
Yeah. It was really good. Obviously, Two Beers, One Cave podcast. We always talk about it. I did see the Machine movie. I think we might have talked about it on the last pod.
I don't know.
But the Bert Kreischer, like he has a movie off the...
I heard it was funny.
Yeah, it was really funny. And Luke Skywalker
is his father.
Plays his father. Yeah. It's really funny. And Jimmy Taro, he's been in a few movies. You would recognize him. Plays like him, his younger self.
Yeah, I saw the previews and shit.
Yo, do you see that Richard Sherman... might be on Pardon Your Interruption. Not Pardon Your Interruption. Undisputed. I'm an idiot. Undisputed with Skip Bayless.
No.
Well, I thought you might have seen. Did you see the Skip Bayless Shannon Sharpe? Like,
I actually didn't.
Dude, look up the video and put it on the thing.
What exactly happened?
So they've gotten to it. Like, obviously it's a show about arguing, but they've like got into it a few times.
Shannon Sharpe heated.
Yeah, I think it's like a. It's
6 months ago.
Yeah, the Hall of Fame shit. Dude, this shit's crazy. Like, Shannon Sharpe would beat the fuck out of this guy.
Skip, all I'm saying is this.
Skip!
Tom Brady had a problem. You said Tom Brady should have had a problem with Byron after Tom Brady and Byron Leftwich comes up with a game plan and here's a guy that was not in the meeting when they came up with it, come in with his red pen scratching out stuff.
Yep.
Now Tom Brady is not up because most coaches and NFL coaches work between 80 and 100 hours in a 5-6 day week. So Tom Brady the night before, he's making tweets when he didn't stay up those 80 to 100 hours. So shouldn't they have a problem with that?
Who do you think watches more tape, Tom Brady or all the coaches?
All the coaches.
Stop it.
All the coaches. Stop. I'm not going to let you do it.
No, I'm not going to let you do it.
I don't care. I'm not going to let you be disrespectful to these damn coaches because you love Tom Brady.
Nobody,
Tom Brady does not watch more tape than coaches.
He
does not.
In the history of this league,
ladies and gentlemen, that is a flat-out lie.
That's a flat-out lie that you're perpetrating. There's never been anything because you can't stand it that Tom Brady at 45 is still playing this game at a very high level.
Yeah. Do you see these numbers? These numbers say Tom Brady. Is not playing
okay,
at the
then
high
I
level.
Need you.
No,
okay, you're in the Hall of Fame because you're scared to death of him because he's haunted you. Time out. Ladies and gentlemen at home,
I would like to announce
the fact, if you're new to our show, that this man for 6 straight years on this show that we have been partners at this debate desk has tried to send Tom Brady home, said he's washed up, his arm is in decline, and he should just go home. It started the first day of this show in September of 2016, and he has been wrong for 6 straight years, and he's going to be wrong again. I'm standing standing by what I say.
How can be a thing Tom Brady's going to win the Super Bowl?
Okay, I picked him to win it. No, I'm not backing off.
Well, put something on it.
Well, what do you mean put something? I put my pride on it. I put my pride.
Yeah, I would do
Who
that.
Did you pick? You picked the Rams and the Chargers, okay?
And the only difference is everybody knows the Rams are bad, but they don't want to say Tom Brady is playing just as bad as
this
last
is the video. Off.
Skip, they're in the terrible division. They're in the worst division in football.
Good. This are they going to be in the playoffs?
This is old.
Help me out. I need you to...
That's your argument.
Okay,
that's your argument.
What do you mean that's my argument?
Your argument is that they're going to be in the playoffs. Is Tom Brady playing bad? Okay. Yes or no?
Yes. Yes, he played poorly yesterday.
What do you mean yesterday?
Okay.
All year.
But you're giving him 100%
of the blame? All year.
Well, that's just... You have no objectivity. It's just straight Brady hate. Wait a minute. This is just straight hate by a guy who's jealous that he is still playing at a high level at 45 when you had to stop at 35.
Skip, that's what you
that's
do.
That's the point.
That's what you do. Oof. Every time I call something into question, I'm jealous.
No.
Skip, I did what I did.
I never said you were jealous of Baker Mayfield.
Skip, I did what I did. You make it seem like I was a bum. I'm in the effing Hall of Fame.
Okay,
I got three Super Bowls.
So what?
So what?
He's way better than you were.
I'm better than you.
Skip, what?
I got to see what you do. You take personal shots.
No, I don't take personal shots. You started it.
Time out. You would take a personal shot at me.
I didn't take a personal shot at you.
Wait a minute.
What are you talking about?
You would take a personal
shot. Put your glasses back on.
Can I finish? You're willing to take a personal shot at me to say this man is better than me because I say he's playing bad this year?
Well, because you disrespect him. It's just so. You know what? It's beneath your
dignity.
You
disrespect me to support him.
No, well, I'll support him over anybody because he's the greatest player who ever played your game, and it's by far.
Have at it.
Okay?
Take off, bro.
I'm going to have at it because I'm going to have at you because what happened yesterday?
He's a little cunt.
You know what? I don't like Skip Bayless. I don't like Skip Bayless, but I agree with his argument there.
I don't, dude. Like you,
I do.
He went personal at Shannon Sharpe. No. Shannon Sharpe has three Super Bowls.
No, but let's be real. Let's be real. We've watched Shannon Sharpe bash Brady for fucking 6 years. It's annoying.
Yeah,
as fuck,
dude,
bro.
But that's because he's on a show. Brady's still playing. Shannon Sharpe's not playing, and they're sitting there as partners.
No, but what I'm saying is,
yeah, but
it doesn't
he went personal on
any...
Shannon Sharpe and like shit on
Shannon
Sharpe.
I don't care. You know, at the end of the day, if you're gonna fucking sit there and bullshit about like a guy who obviously is the greatest ever,
yeah, but dude, they're talking, that's what they should be talking about. That's Tom Brady still playing there on a show talking about players.
Yeah, talk about
Shannon Sharpe doesn't play anymore. And he like went at Shannon Sharpe to defend Tom Brady for no reason.
And know what? And I agree with him for it. Because if he's going to sit there and act stupid like Tom Brady isn't the greatest ever do it at that
position.
What I'm saying is he's done it for years. It wasn't just this conversation.
Yeah,
it was
but it wasn't about that. It
was about conversations prior
to this. Skip Bayless fucking...
I just don't understand how they...
I like Skip Bayless.
I don't
like
understand
him.
How they can even compare Tom Brady to Shannon Sharpe. They're not
no,
even...
No, it wasn't that.
It's different positions, but Shannon Sharpe's not even the GOAT at his position.
Yeah, I just don't understand like what they're even comparing. Like to me,
yeah, but it wasn't about that.
It was just a personal shot because he got annoyed for sitting there for fucking 6 years and listening to the dude fucking bash Tom Brady every chance he gets and shit on him because he literally has. You could watch up numerous times.
Yeah, but
where
that
Tom
doesn't
Brady's
matter. They're
washed
on a show.
Up.
They're on a show, but he shouldn't have went out. Dude, he had no stance to go at Shannon Sharpe about it. Shannon Sharpe, dude, has three Super Bowl rings and he's in the Hall of Fame.
It don't matter. It's
he's not as good
sport,
as Tom
bro.
Brady, but in his own regard, in his own fucking position, he's one of the greatest of all time.
No, I'm not saying he's not a great football player, but I'm saying...
Yeah, so Skip really should have backed down and let him just be polite and let... Dude, if you're talking against somebody...
Nah. Honestly, I'm not a Hall of Fame football player. And I would have took shots at him
if Max Kellerman was telling Floyd Mayweather that he wasn't the best, you would go with Max Kellerman?
It's true. I go with facts over fiction. It's true. Mayweather is not the best. He's not even top 10. Anybody that knows boxing will tell you that shit.
No, that's not true because I've heard multiple boxers talk about that.
No, the vast majority of boxers will tell you he is not the best.
No, I've heard like probably the
Sugar Ray Robinson is the greatest of all time. Willie Pep is above him. I can name Marvin Hagler. I can name numerous.
Yeah, but
they've all said
if boxing was based on person who doesn't get hit, Mayweather would be number one.
No, Pernell Whitaker was better than Mayweather at defense.
Have I don't think so.
Well, you don't watch boxing like I do. You don't watch boxing like people in my fucking gym do. Like anybody
exactly.
In the
so you're pissed
community.
Off like Shannon Sharpe would have been talking to Skip Bayless about
and
football.
And
there you
I'm
go,
saying,
dude. There you go, bro. You just got all pissed off about boxing because you're a boxer and I'm not a boxer. dude, in like
you're
one
getting
second,
way more pissed than me.
No, in like
clearly,
1 second.
Clearly
no,
getting way
Jesse,
more pissed.
In 1 second. No, I was trying to prove a point.
Right and wrong
I was trying
is
to
wrong.
Prove a point.
Yeah, and your point sucks because it's a stupid
no,
point
it doesn't.
You're trying to prove. I'm
no,
sorry,
no, it doesn't,
because
I was Skip Bayless. I was Skip Bayless talking shit about boxing, and you got pissed off in 1 single second. Just like
no,
Shannon
no,
Sharp
because
got-
I said, if Skip said that, he'd be wrong, which he would be wrong. I mean, if you're going to say Mayweather's the greatest ever, that is a wrong fucking take, because the vast majority of people, vast, disagree with
that. Yeah, but then you said
that.
I didn't box. It's a personal...
Yeah, but well, that's what I'm saying. You don't watch the fucking sport, so why would you know? What I'm saying is it was a stupid take.
I was just trying to get you pissed off.
I watch football. We all watch football all the time. Shannon Sharpe's not the greatest at his position, but Brady is the greatest at his. So if somebody's just saying a fact, that's just them saying a fact. It's not them trying to cause an argument or talk shit. Yes, he took personal shots, but if I had to sit there for 6 years and listen to the dude bash Brady over and over.
That's what they get paid to do on TV, dude.
No, they get paid to talk about the fucking sport.
No, they get paid. What did Max Kellerman say the first day he was on fucking TV on football?
Tell me.
Tom Brady's over the hill. He sucks. Yeah. The first fucking day to get views, dude. That's what they do. They go out there to get views.
No, but there
that's
are,
exactly what Shannon Sharpe tried to do right there. And that's exactly what Shannon Sharpe did.
No.
I mean, that's exactly what Skip Bayless did. And now Shannon Sharpe left
no,
the show.
No, no, dude.
And that's what
listen,
he did
to
fucking
to me.
Stephen
no,
A.
No,
Smith,
no, no,
too.
Where you're wrong about
and this. He's a Cowboys fan. I should root for him.
And listen, hear me out for a second. Right,
I don't watch it on sports.
I
don't care.
I work with. We all know people that are big fans of the sport. For years, I heard people that aren't even fucking celebrities or you know fucking sports broadcasters say Tom Brady is over the hill. He's done. He's washed up. I heard it for years from just the most people. So the fact that Kellerman was going on TV and saying, I'm not fucking surprised. I can name like fucking six other broadcasters that said the same shit. But most of them would be like, hey, know what? I was wrong.
Exactly. So
Shannon
why Sharp, would, so why
what I'm
would
saying
you,
is Sharp so, was never like that. He continued the trashing. Where
so
the vast
everybody says
them,
it all the time, why was it a big thing that Shannon Sharp did it?
Huh?
If everybody shit on Brady all the time,
no, what I'm
why was
is,
it a big enough
no,
thing
no, no.
for Skip Bayless to shit on Shannon Sharpe's career on TV? That's not fucking cool. They're partners on TV. Just like if I just
they probably
shit,
shouldn't be
it's
partners.
Like if I shit on your life on the podcast right now, or you shit on me. We do a show together. At the end of the day, like you should still respect what he's still a 3-time Super Bowl Hall of Famer.
Yeah, but
he
like,
should have respected a little.
But what
he
I'm
didn't
saying
play
is,
the game.
What
he
I'm saying
respect,
is,
I would respect your boxing opinion.
You know what? Honestly, you know what the weird part is. About
I mean, I don't watch boxing like Skip
instance,
Bayless watch football.
The
yeah.
two best boxing trainers in this state, one of them never boxed. Did you know that? One of them never boxed.
Wow.
He just knows the fucking sport. He spent years in the gym. He spent years studying it. And he is one of the best. So you don't necessarily need to be a competitor at it or play the fucking sport in order to be the best coach. You don't, because a lot of fucking football coaches don't have the frame. They don't have the size. A lot of them were just big fans of the fucking sport that grew up around like
all
their
same,
father
dude.
Being
yeah,
a coach
right. you
or
could be right.
played
you
a little
right.
bit
yeah,
when they
right.
were kids, but
you're
never
right.
played as a pro. So it doesn't always, you know, come down to
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I can
Roy
I
Jones
can,
Jr. is not disagree. A great trainer, but he was one of the greatest boxers
yeah, I
ever.
I can't disagree with you on that. I just think, dude, their partners on TV, he took it at... Dude, they're talking about Tom Brady.
I honestly
still
thought
plays
they should have
the
went
game.
Their separate ways years ago, though.
I kind of like them fighting.
Their show is
I
legit.
I like it too. Yeah.
But their show is for them to argue. That's what that show is about. That's what
part it's like of this show.
That's what, yeah. But that's what that show is for. It's undisputed. It's like two people going against each other, arguing all the time.
Oh, God. Yeah. No, I hear you. But like at the end of the day, in arguments, people say shit. Even like I disagree with a lot of shit that's, you know, he said, and I wouldn't have said those exact words to fucking Sharpe, but I would have been pissed at him and I would have fucking let
I
him have
I think he's lucky
it.
Shannon Sharpe didn't give him a fucking slap.
I thought it was kind of funny when he was like, put your glasses back on. Like, what?
No,
because he was
Shannon
like, oh,
Sharpe
shit.
That just
he's
Shannon
got balls.
To
I'll give it to him. He does have balls to sit there and talk to Shannon Sharpe like that.
Yeah, for real. Because people
Shannon
already wanted to start
Sharpe
throwing some...
Fuck him
he would mop the floor with him, dude.
It wouldn't even be necessary.
He'd
would
kill
be
him.
Punch.
He'd go to jail.
He would touch him.
Be
yeah.
one, it would be, yeah. yeah. Like, yeah. yeah. The yeah. second it's fucking done before it even starts, bro. Yeah, so Like, so I give it to him that he at least has balls to fucking say that to somebody's face in a, like, a time period where most people only say shit like that over a computer or something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? All these keyboard warriors and shit will bash people over the
internet. Shannon Sharp sent his ass to fucking ESPN too. Quick.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure Skip Bayless, I'm sure there was a lot of security on set for that one.
ESPN 8, the Ocho.
I was about to say, I was going to say 6, but you came out with 8.
The Ocho, that's what it was called.
He probably knew he was going to do that. He probably hired extra security that day.
But like, what I'm saying is I agree with Skip Bayless's take on Tom Brady and his side of the argument. I don't agree with him taking the shots he did. I personally wouldn't have done that, but I can understand why he was so annoyed and aggravated. Because, like, Sharp has just done it for fucking years, man.
I don't like Skip, so I'm just going to take Shannon's side.
I don't like either one of them. Shannon. I don't like either one of them, but I actually sometimes do enjoy watching them argue.
Oh, I like watching them argue.
I don't like either one of them.
I like Shannon Sharp. I like him.
I really don't like Shannon Sharp. I don't.
I can't stand Skip Bayless.
Personally, his brother was fucking better, Sterling.
Yeah,
Sharp.
I like his brother, too, yeah.
Sterling Sharp was a fucking beast,
and he
bro.
Got the name Sterling.
I mean, dude.
We all know what good Sterling, right?
Dude, the Broncos, they fucking had a good run, bro.
No. Shannon will even tell you. His brother was fucking head and shoulders better, but his brother,
he didn't play long enough,
only played like fucking 6 seasons or 8 seasons, and his final year was the best year of his career, and he fucking quit after that. That dude was
you leave on top.
He had Brett Favre throwing him the ball, bro. He was fucking ridiculous hands though. Like, you throw on some fucking Sterling Sharp highlights, man, and you're gonna see some fucking ridiculous catches. In my opinion, if he stayed with it, He would have been top 5 greatest receiver ever if he fucking stayed in the game long enough, but he fucking quit after like 6 seasons.
Yeah.
He's either 6 or 8.
Yeah.
But I think it was
Was it because of injuries?
Bobber?
Was it because of injuries? Yeah, Tiki.
I think he did have. I
Are
think
you talking
he did
about Rondé?
No, I'm talking about Tiki.
We're definitely talking about Sterling Sharp right now. Yo, he played from 88 to 94.
It was an injury that he stopped?
Yeah,
I don't know. I was so young then.
Yo,
so.
His last season,
creative differences.
Yo, he had over 1,000 yards receiving and 18 touchdowns in his final year. Hmm. The year before that, fucking over 1,200.
He's like, I'm retiring. Fuck this.
Over 1,400 receiving yards and 13 touchdowns. And like, mind you, this
he's like, my brother's got 3 rings. You don't even get the respect.
Yeah, I'm doing shit for nothing.
You know, the guy was only in the league for 7 years, and he had 5 1,000-yard seasons.
Donnie's sticking up for Sterling more than he's fucking stuck up for Shannon.
I don't know. Fucking Sterling hasn't pissed me off as much. Shannon just runs his mouth the whole fucking time. He just annoys the shit out of me. I never liked Shannon.
I know, but that's what he's supposed to do. He's like, that's a TV personality.
No, but there's plenty of other. TV personalities that I like. I just don't like his fucking personality.
Yeah, but that's what he's meant to do. He's meant to
piss people
off.
Yeah, I know, but there's actually people that feel this way about certain people. Certain people just.
Yeah, they're supposed to. That's what the show is about.
I know, but what I'm saying is all I'm saying is I have a right to fucking disagree with them and not like them because of it.
I know.
That's the whole fucking point. I don't like him. I don't fucking agree with either one of them. You know, like, I agree with Skip more on that argument. But there's times where I agree with
Skip.
Skip.
Imagine if his brother came in and took his spot in the show.
That'd be crazy.
Right? maybe I'd watch it consistently then.
Yeah. Fuck you, Donnie. I don't watch it consistently anyway. I just seen that on the website. American Gladiators documentary.
I watched it. Oh, I didn't finish it. I still haven't finished it. I got one episode left. Good.
No, how was it?
It's good. It's really good.
It's okay. It wasn't as good as I thought it was going
to be. I thought it was good. I liked it.
How about the fucking Malibu?
Yo, man, let's go hit some waves, man.
After fucking this episode, I'm going to hit some tasty waves. Dude, they were like, those poor guys at the beginning, they had nothing. They were like jumping off shit and like they had no padding and stuff. They're all busted up.
Dude, they were out there dying.
They were on steroids. For real.
How about when the whole steroid controversy happened? He goes, and none of us ever got the results. Like, they're going to take him off steroids. That was like the steroid era. They weren't taking him off steroids. Every wrestler was a fucking roided out and everything. Like, oh, are they going to go out there and be a bunch of little guys doing that? No. I watched WWE.
I hate they had like
that
the
was the roid era.
Yeah, I mean,
oh, it was American Gladiators.
As much as I hated the roid era, even in baseball, it was so fucking exciting, but I hated it in a way.
Yeah, you know, just one of those.
You had Sosa, Bonds, Maguire, all roided up.
Dude, look at Maguire back then,
70
yo.
Home runs
he
and
was
shit.
So fucking big, dude. It, yeah. Mark Maguire was like,
oh, yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
Like, his arms is like,
yo,
like
fucking Jose Canseco, yo. Remember that motherfucker,
huge.
Dude? He looked like a bodybuilder.
Yeah, now, now he's a little pussy. Took this, the dive,
you
know, during Rough and Rowdy.
Yo, know, there's a fucking famous. there's a famous fucking video of him trying to rob a homer and it bouncing off of his head and going over the fence.
Wasn't he the? Who's the dude that fucking like snapped the bat or was that Bo Jackson?
That was Jose Canseco. Right?
Was it him?
Was it? I'm pretty sure. Like, there's probably been a couple guys.
I thought it was Bo Jackson.
Guys.
I thought, wasn't it?
Oh, Bo Jackson was a fucking.
I think it was him.
Animal, bro.
I'll be Jose Canseco.
Yeah, Jose Canseco is a nut job. Like the Bill Romanowski of fucking baseball.
He probably wasn't even
that bad.
That's
a bit much. No, he didn't go beating up his own
teammates. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Bo Jackson.
Oh, Bo Jackson.
Yeah, watch.
Did
watch
it over his head?
Yeah, watch. Watch this
I
shit.
I thought you were talking about over the knee.
No, watch. Broken bat, one hopper.
Right back to Aldridge. Bo Jackson was a fucking beast, yo. Maybe
the greatest
athlete ever.
He already knew it was busted.
But... Oh, God. Yo, he made that look way too
easy. It was caulked.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
He might be the greatest athlete ever.
I mean, him and Dion.
Yeah, Dion. I like
but
Dion.
You know what? I Dion was
Showtime,
way more,
baby.
Dion was so exciting to watch, man, but he was so fucking good at baseball and football, Bo Jackson.
Yeah.
He was like elite level in both. Like elite.
Yeah. Almost as good as Michael Jordan.
Hell of a video game.
Almost as good as Michael Jordan at the baseball, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Dude was a fantastic baseball player. And his speed was ridiculous.
Yeah, obviously his strength. He fucking.
You know, John Elway. You know, somebody always says like John Elway could have been a pitcher.
Yeah, yeah, he played all.
He's like one guy who's like,
yeah, he was a pitcher in high school.
Russell Wilson could have. Patrick
Kevin Costner could have actually been a baseball.
A lot of these guys got drafted in the MLB as well, but didn't go. They just stayed in the NFL. A lot of players.
How about
Russell Wilson? Fucking Patrick Mahomes, I believe.
American Gladiators. They said 1991 had better fucking ratings than the NFL did.
No shit, dude.
That's crazy.
Well, that's fucking wild.
I mean, if I stayed home
sick from school. Wish I was older in that time.
When I stayed home sick from school, that was on during the day.
They got to make a solid comeback.
It was during the day. Was those reruns, you think, when I was watching them?
I think it was only on from, like, I think it was like 88, 89, and 95.
Yeah, but you think they were reruns during the day that I was watching?
I tried to go on.
Absolutely.
You think they were live pieces?
Yeah, no, never.
It was like prime time, right?
Yeah, there's no way that was on the day. There's only two people that, there's three shows that are new, four during the day all the time. Days of Our Lives, Price is Right, Maury, and fucking Jerry. Well, R.I.P. Yeah. Not Jerry anymore, but... Or Maury, he retired too.
Yeah.
Other than those
Steve
four...
Steve Wilkos.
Nah, Steve, I honestly,
yeah,
I like
he
Steve
came
Wilkos.
Around later, though, but yeah.
He was
a little
bit later.
Security guard
yeah.
for Jerry
little,
Springer?
Yeah, he was. That's how he... Yeah. I was
a damn good one, too.
Nah. Yeah, the best. That's why you got a show.
He should be on Undisputed.
Then you had Dr. Phil, you know, you got...
I like Dr.
Phil. I don't like
Phil.
Dr. Phil.
I like Dr. Phil as well.
I like him.
No, I like watching the show.
I don't mind
the show.
Him.
It's interesting. He's got a lot of interesting characters on there.
Look up the drunk videos of Judge Joe Brown.
No, remember?
I like him too.
Look up his drunk Joe Brown.
I saw.
Look up a drunk video of him.
Didn't we look this
we,
up?
We've looked this up. Yeah, we've watched
it. We watched this on an earlier podcast.
On a day, on a Saturday.
Yeah, we watched this before.
On an earlier podcast.
It was when it happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On a little Jesse girl.
Yeah.
But yeah, remember what was it? The bum fights. That dude,
oh,
Dr. Phil, had him on the fucking show, and the guy shows up dressed like Dr. Phil with the head shape.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, bro. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because the thing was,
I thought it
the
was
guy,
I,
Dr.
I thought
Phil
he
was like, he's
that
trying
was
to
bum
exploit.
Fights? I thought it was the Girls Gone Wild guy.
I thought it was a bum fight. I could be wrong. You might be right, though. But yeah, he had him on there because he's like, you're trying to exploit people for money. And he came up dressed as Dr. Phil because Dr. Phil's exploiting people for money. There it is.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It is bum fights. I don't know
why.
Oh,
there it is. Look at Chuck. See, look at it. Fucking hilarious, man.
We'll just get to it.
Good luck.
Look at it.
Look.
If you think I exploit people, every time you bring a guest on this show, you exploit them and spread... whatever the problems they have to the whole world. You think that's helping them?
Yeah, keep telling yourself that. You can go.
You know what? Who do you think you are, huh?
Look at him. Come on. Huh? It's like The Undertaker when he had the. Remember the.
Talking to you.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm not.
Come on. Yeah, you are.
Come on. Let's go. Oh shit.
Look at him. I'd love to hear how the conversation went if it went further.
But.
Classic.
Yep.
That's a nice piece.
I mean, it kind of was a little. It kind of did look
he
like.
He did a good job. He did a good job.
He did. He should have got the accent more down. I think would have been. Man. He would have really crushed it.
Oh, dude, that would have been fucking hysterical. Still funny though.
Did you end up watching 65, Chuck?
No, I did not.
No, yet. All right, skip that one then. I watched a couple. I watched a few movies this week.
Did you watch Adam 22? His wife. Gets,
oh God, dude.
Get what?
Wife did fucking biting the sheets, bro.
So Adam 22, you know who that is?
Yeah.
The jumper. His wife. Got busted down by like a huge.
He
black
filmed
dude.
It. Yeah, and he filmed it. He was.
But and like he, I guess
he knew about it.
He let her do it. But the guy then talked shit like about that, like about him.
What?
Yeah, it's the biggest she ever felt. The guys like talked mad shit afterwards.
I mean, of course, it's gonna generate views for all of them. I'm sure they were in cahoots. But like,
you never know, man. Some people just do stupid.
I know, but
shit.
Adam 22 is an asshole. He deserves whatever's coming to.
Oh, I'm not gonna say I disagree. I fucking
he's a fucking asshole.
I don't like
him.
The dude.
DJ Vlad, they're all culture.
Oh, he's a jerk too.
They're all culture vultures.
Yeah he filmed his girl getting fucking plowed. She was literally biting the sheets in the video.
You watched it?
No,
in the pallet shed.
Shit went viral recently, man. Like, right in the pallet shed.
I didn't watch it.
I got good service in the pallet shed. No.
You got Wi-Fi. There's a little pallet sign instead of a
little
Wi-Fi.
A little couch in there, you know, TV.
You got a blob couch.
Her name's Lena the Plug.
Yeah.
Stop it right now.
Yeah. It's kind of a money name.
Porn right. star whom filled the sex meme. I want to see it. Now we're going to have to go to a fucking Pornhub, huh?
You going
to
put it on the pod?
Yeah, why not?
This is a collective decision?
Why not? I'm sure we've said a lot. Fucking, all right, so I guess we're...
We going this route?
Here we go!
Has his username? He's actually a subscriber.
Yeah. I mean, if we're going to do it, we're going to go and do it, right?
Oh, boy. You like porn?
No, Adam 22 is going to have a bunch of videos.
Adam 22, of wife?
Yeah, he's like a porn star, dude. He has mad videos.
Oh,
yeah. I know. I mean.
Is this? These are all look the same to me.
Yeah, that looks like they.
I see a lot of white guys, so I don't see any of it. Sneak fucking my girl's best friend while watching No Jumper. I don't know. I don't see her.
No one you're like embarrassed. No one you're embarrassed because you've seen a video that you've seen at home, but in front of your friends.
Why you seen one of these?
Oh, I've seen that one.
Have you seen one of these?
Yeah, probably.
I kind of want to watch a couple.
Oh, would you look at the time? Jesse, enjoy your night, my friend.
Like, Jesse,
I know you will. I know
like, Jesse,
will.
Your gold membership is
I'm
renewed
like,
this
I
month.
I haven't done this yet on the 70 inch.
About to fucking light some candles, shut the lights off, you know? Fuck
but whatever. I mean, the guy straight, that's his wife. I mean, I guess they're both porn stars, but she got busted.
I guess it
down.
Don't matter when you're porn stars, right? It's just work, right? Is she a porn star? She's got to be Lena the Plug. She's getting plugged.
Yeah, no, she's a porn star.
I don't know if she was Lena the Plug to begin with, but she definitely was Lena the Plug.
Yeah, she used to be the outlet.
Yeah.
Ew. Oh, I mean, God. Yeah, she's got to be a porn star. Look at her.
Yeah, looks like a porn star.
No, she looks like a fucking...
She looks like a Girl Scout mom.
She looks like a... I don't even know. I was thinking of...
Definite soccer mom.
Oh, is this
there.
It?
There it is, right there.
Full video. Let's get it. I'm gonna get a virus. Let's go.
Is that the picture that we're putting as our thumbnail?
Yes. And the TV just blew up.
We're gonna get sued. We don't even have any money.
You're perfect.
Well
get
frankly,
some. Oh, there. Who there did it better? Look, who did it?
Ray J and fucking. I want that
see?
One.
Yeah.
All right. So that's all we need to see. All that for that. That's the pic. That needs to be the picture right here.
Oh boy.
No.
I don't care.
Clickbait, baby. Save this one. Save image as.
When my kid's old enough, they'll be like, you guys still use Spotify?
Yeah, you fucking old bastards.
And then I'll bust out my tits like the fighter. Because by then I'll have a sex change.
All right, so I watched another. You see The Tutor? That was another one I watched.
No, was that good?
It had good moments. The ending
a
had
sexual thriller?
There was a... no, not no. There was no sex. Oh, actually, no, there was a little bit.
Yeah.
Maybe like 2% of the movie.
I seen the preview.
There wasn't a lot of sex. It wasn't like Ray J's wife getting fucked sex. It was like some fake sex going on. You have to watch it.
Okay.
It's got a cool twist at the end. I mean, other than that. The Outlaws. Did you watch that? The Out-Laws.
So I watched some of it. I fell asleep.
It was pretty funny.
I like the dude from Workaholics, but...
Me too. I like Pierce. Like, I like Pierce.
Corny. He comes off as super corny.
He's supposed to be in that movie. I like Pierce.
Yeah. And I like the other dude, that the dude from Workaholics, he played.
He was only
father.
In for like a minute, though, like yeah, 2 minutes.
And the girl was good. The girl was good. It was pretty funny.
Wrath of Becky.
No, I didn't watch it yet.
You didn't watch the new one yet? I thought you did.
No, I just seen it.
Oh, you dude. Come on.
No, you can talk about it, though. I don't care.
No, I don't want to talk about it. You haven't seen it. Extraction. Did you watch one or number one
oh,
or two
man.
Yet?
Oh, man. One was banging, and I haven't finished two yet.
Man, how am I watching all these movies?
I watch fucking Luca and Cars 47 times a day.
I've been fucking with pallets, man. I'm sorry. I got to fucking...
For years, I've been watching shit, and nobody's been watching it.
Yeah, you watch fucking Miss Rachel.
Wow. No, for years I've been sending trailers. Nobody watches them. Now all of a sudden I'm all by myself. No, me and Shannon Chop are going to make a show together.
I'm done now. I'm done watching movies. Extraction, good one. You haven't watched the second one yet?
I got to finish it.
You watched the second one yet?
Not yet. I've only watched half of it.
There's definitely going to be a third one. Like, I feel like they're going to make it.
Oh, fuck, dude.
Or well, he's just going to be...
The first one was awesome, and I'm hearing the second one was better than the first one.
I don't know if it was better. I'd say it's on par with the first one. I wouldn't say
better
it was
than
better.
John, you got to watch John Wick.
I thought they were super overrated.
You watched it?
I watched like two or three of them. And I don't know. I didn't think... Everybody says like these are the best movies. Extraction was better.
I didn't say the best movie.
I didn't say you.
I didn't say
people.
They were the Shannon Chop of... I didn't say they were the Shannon Chop
yeah,
of...
Yeah, all right, Skip. Yeah.
Remember, Extraction 1 came out at the same time that The Old Guard came out.
I didn't even know that movie ever even
which
came out.
Which I also
out.
Think is a porn name, Extraction 1.
The Old Guard was
so
a banging
the Old Guard.
Movie.
That's a good one.
God,
that's
another
a good
porn
one.
Name.
Fire movie.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah, yeah. That and Extraction came out at the same time.
I didn't even know Extraction came out. I didn't even seen it. And then someone was talking about the second good, one, dude. And I was like, oh, I gotta check it out. And then I watched them both, and I was like, they're both fire.
The first one was fire. I just haven't finished the second one yet.
He's just a Terminator, basically. That's
the second
not a robot.
One's off to a good start. Yeah. Yeah. No, he's a bad motherfucker in those movies, man. Yeah. Like I said, I'm only halfway through the second one.
The
but
fight
it's
scenes are insane.
Stop.
And I guess
those are good.
He trains
fight
with
scenes.
Like real like military dudes and I guess like Navy SEALs and shit.
Yeah,
to, like,
a lot of these
movies.
Guys that do it, even like when they do the box movies, they train with real fighters
them.
And shit.
Yeah, they wouldn't be. Dude, the fight scenes.
Like, it was like whack.
Yo, watch him. Watch him. I'm telling you, I think you're going to like him better than John Wick. The action scenes are 1,000 times better.
Dude, fucking telling fire.
And they're like 20 minutes long, each one. It's like. Crazy.
I gotta watch them.
Yeah, they're good. Go home
so
and watch
them. You haven't
those
seen
nights.
Either one, Chuck.
No, I know what they are. I think I might have put one on for like a couple minutes.
No way. You would have watched the whole thing.
No, I think I like just.
The only reason
no,
I couldn't
just,
watch the second one through was because it was late and I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Fuck,
because Pallet just got delivered to your house.
I watched, yeah. I watched them back.
No,
to
they
back.
Didn't get delivered. I picked them up.
Yeah.
Picked them up. Yep.
Myself as a man.
I legit did.
Speaking
of man,
the Bobby.
I borrowed my uncle's truck and picked him up at Bald Hill. You guys need any pallets, let me know. I'm your guy.
I got a truck, and I know where the pallets are now.
Yeah, we got more than we know what to do. You know where they are. I told
your
you
where
to get
them. Your whole house is overbuilt by pallets. You built a new house.
Go to the fucking... I think I'm going to build a fucking man cave in the backyard with pallets.
Stop.
I'm being dead serious. Yeah, fuck it. Why not?
Yeah. You're going to be known as Jimmy Pallets, the whole thing back there. Water fountain made of pallets.
If I can make the shed look good, I think I can make a man cave look good.
Yeah, it's just another shed.
Yeah, it's just bigger.
Yeah.
Just bigger. Bro. Hey, that's it. Just bigger.
Yeah.
Perfect.
You got all little sheds in the back of shit. The crackheads are living in them now. Adam 22 is shooting a fucking porn back there.
Yeah, you walk in, his wife's just getting pounded out, grabbing
Jesse's
a blanket.
Like, I actually have never seen that cock before. I'll better watch this later.
Yeah, I'm like, I just fucking bookmarked a few of those videos.
You just like, yeah, editing in the pod and just have porn playing in the back.
Wait,
have you ever hung out with a person that just like watches? Dude, we were at my buddy's house like one time. We were all
yeah,
like,
and you get
cards.
There and you're like,
we're all like playing cards and he's like playing, dude, I'm like a 65er in the back. I'm like, all right, dude, like we don't.
He's like,
oh, dude, I'm like, all right, like I don't really.
He's like, it's guys' night, man. We're watching porn.
Yeah, that's the kind of guy that tries to wrap everybody into an orgy every chance he gets.
That's the guy when
he's
he was
like,
class,
yo, I know a girl.
Right?
I know a girl.
That's the guy when he was like 50. Yeah. He's like, everybody will jerk off in the same room, right?
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
And then we jerk each other off. Yeah. It's not gay as long as we're not looking. You
yeah.
know, it's like, what the fuck, dude?
Yeah,
who's
this I'm
guy?
Good.
Now they call that a boxing gym.
Who brought him? Who brought him?
Hey. See? I disrespected you again, and you got all Shannon Sharp on me.
You guys are like...
Put your glasses back
on. I'll tell you, you guys are kind of like Shannon Sharp and Skip when you fight.
No,
I'll tell you.
Fucking nudity. No nudity in boxing gyms. We got women and children that go there. The vast majority of people have
I wasn't
on.
Fucking saying you were trafficking children over there. Jesus.
No, no, what I'm saying is, like, it's not dudes everybody walking around with their shirts off and shit at the gym. It's just not like that.
No, I was only, I only made
a joke. Yeah, I know, it was a fucking joke.
I thought you guys were just covered in tape.
Jesus Christ. Oh my God.
All right, next week on.
All right, so let's get to music.
All right.
Was that it?
That's it. That's all I got. I'm done. I'm spent.
I'm fucking spent, yo. I haven't even.
Next week we'll get into the Jonah Hill text.
I don't even care about the Jonah Hill text. He told her what he wanted, and that was
and
that.
You know what? And that's how it should be.
I actually didn't
get over it.
I didn't even look at him. I just put it in so we could see him all together.
He was just
facts.
He basically said, "This is what I want my fucking bitch to act like." She said, "No." He said, "Get fucked."
Yeah,
simple as that. That's
lost.
Basically, he said, "Fuck off." Then I don't want you acting like this. She said, "Too bad." He said, "Bye." That was literally all it was.
He literally just put his fucking what he wants in a partner.
Yeah, he said his feelings and he got shit on for it.
Basic boundaries.
Yeah,
women set up these boundaries all the time with men.
Yeah, the guy does that. He's a scum.
He's a scumbag. He's a misogynist. What a fucking pig. It's emotional abuse, she's fucking saying.
All right, let's just look him up real quick.
Look it up. Fucking see what it says.
I'm going to put the first song on. I'm going to look him up.
All right.
All right. We'll talk in between Jim Jones.
Shit, I ain't going to lie.
Oh, shit, the Pusha T, yes.
I ain't going to lie. I'm kind of disappointed, nigga. But listen here, before you drop that, before you drop this shit, let me give you some inspiration because you lacking, homie. That shit was trash, we gon' let them get a do-over. They got you gas, you must think that you the new hover. You're a 4.0, nigga, I jumped in a new rover. Your brother still jumping the bed and you tell him move over. These two roach niggas don't know what to do in no raid. Kanye get you whips, but that's what they do to the slaves. You tryna act bad, but we ain't doing charades. I really have bombs on the block, just like I threw a grenade.
What you need?
I don't got no time to be concerned with no watch you got. You never been uptown by now, work up by the poppy spot. Tryna get illusions when you run up in the hockey spot. By 5,000 bottles, you turn around and get a choppy chop. I spent 500,000 down in Mazda spot. I got a half a million car with the bras on top. And fuck their flowers, we got roses with the stars on top. I make a toast with my jewels like the Mazda top. My name is my name, but they ain't screaming yet. Ain't talking about the rapper Kane, but we ain't seen it yet. We got the switches on their bitches, your whole team get wet. But let me chill, cause I don't wanna get my team upset. The only beef you know, nigga, is Arby's or the Big Mac. We don't drive through, we drive by in the car with a Big Mac. That last shit you dropped, that shit was garbage, take that shit back. Plus you got your brother rapping, but you try to bring the clip
right. Look at his rings. Watch his rings.
On the hood.
No, look at his rings. Enough
of the jokes. It's how niggas get embarrassed. Really got some money. I catch you niggas out in Paris. I got shooters like Luca that hit you niggas out in Dallas. Y'all be dressing kind of weird, man. You really need a status. Plus, we all know what you are.
Where's the mic hanging from?
You kind of saw the dress, nigga.
Right?
You've been a
Spider-Man.
And then he said, hanging from a helicopter.
Spider-Man told him.
He's a gorilla because he got some apes in his features. All my gorillas got stones. I had these apes come and meet you. I put these billies on a jet. You pick a place there and meet you, nigga. And talk about my jewels, that was a cheap shot. And these is all VVS, these ain't the cheap rocks. I don't know if you're a rapper, I said treat you like a street op. I know the top 50 list, that was a I could imagine what you're going
Jim
through.
Jones to go against Pusha T, I like round one for Jim Jones.
I mean, that was kind of fire.
He called his brother a crackhead.
That was pretty good.
All right, let's listen to one more.
Pusha's obviously nice, but Jimmy does grimy. It kind of was, right?
Let's go. Blueprint, no half smoking. We'll do one more quick song, then we'll get into the Jonah Hill text. We'll find some drama.
Hell yeah.
Oh yeah. I'm with this. I think I'ma sit back. Kick some smooth lyrics with this beat.
What'd you add? I thought I added it.
It's time to set it straight, you know what I'm saying? No half stepping. I'm ready. Smokers stepping to me, they wanna get some. But I'm the weed man, so you know the outcome. Another dub sack, you know they love that. No seeds or stems to keep them coming back.
It's cause the other one's on YouTube, that's right.
Smoke on.
Your other one's on YouTube.
Me, it's gonna take a phone call and step into me. You better have money, so what you want, huh? A dime or a 20, clientele, I got the power. They be paging me every single hour. Cause when it comes to selling dope, hot damn, I got it good. Now let me tell you who I am. The B-O-U-E-P-R-I-N-T, Printmatic, Cinematic, not like many, I'm different. So don't compare me to another. When I was 5, I got high with my mother. She told me all about the cannabis and its pedigree. So when you roll up to smoke, you better be ready. to get high long and steady. Cut the blunt with a butter knife like it's a machete. Don't you hate when you try to smoke then new friends roll up to try to smoke with you? Oh, don't tell you they do coke and they laced it. Have you running down the street butt naked? Ain't no telling what you do when it hits you. I sell in all sizes from the big to the little, so buy it, put it in your pocket and hide it, and take a walk before somebody calls the cops. Cause
roll that shit like that shit smoking.
I'm your neighborhood weed man.
Roll that shit like that shit smoking.
I'm your neighborhood weed man.
Roll that shit like that shit smoking.
I'm your neighborhood weed man.
Roll that shit like that shit smoking.
I'm your neighborhood weed man. I sell so much dope and the cops be hoping to catch me in the act, watching me straight scoping. My moves on the block, now my spot's hot, plus every other oc when I get what I got. But to have the dealers on my block acting so similar, causing confusion, selling bad to Similia, to you player. And boy do I hate a perpetrator, cause my product's greater. There's no more stress, I got the best Buddha bless. I even bring it to your address, so if you call I never stall, I never rest to ensure your highness. Corner store pharmacist, I work hard at this, cause every time I get a real job, man, I wanna quit. Or the boss start bugging out, throwing fits. Just because I smell like weed don't mean I'm smoking it. But once I get fired, I start to get wired, so upset that I might even try it. At the table I sit, rolling up a spliff, and when the flame hits the paper, aw shit, I start to pull rank over these guys as a man with the weed that you need to buy. You can smell it through the bag, no need to deny. Wake up the next day and probably still be high. And no, that's not a lie, and if you ever try to pull out a gun and steal my supply, I show up in the night when you start to snore with 100 weed heads outside of your door. You can't play me.
Alex.
Even ladies can get a free sample. Girl, you gotta pay me. So think about it if you got some dough. You want a good time? I think you should know how to
roll that shit like that shit smoking.
I'm your neighborhood weed man.
Roll that shit like that shit smoking.
I love this beat.
Weed man. This beat's fire.
Shit like that shit smoking.
I'm your neighborhood.
All right, so let's get into the text messages.
You want me to read them, or do you got them?
Oh, I got them. I got them. I got them.
Like Donnie's voice most sensual.
I got them. I got them. These text Donnie's messages, like, I got them all right here. Which one? Do I read hers or his?
Read his first. Well,
these are all his. It says, literally, yeah. Just say hello, blah, blah, blah. I love how your therapist thinks I suck. I literally am the best boyfriend on earth. I would say that maybe is a little toxic. Yeah. Maybe.
Maybe. But
I've said worse. Plain and simple, if you need surfing with men, boundary-less inappropriate friendships with men to model, I don't agree with that. To post pictures of yourself in a bathing suit, to post sexual pictures, friendships with women who are in unstable places, and from your wild recent past, I can't even talk, beyond getting a lunch or coffee or something respectful. I am not the right partner for you. If these things bring you to a place of happiness, I support it and there will be no hard feelings. These are my boundaries for romantic partnership. My boundaries with you based on the way these actions have hurt our trust. I don't think he really said anything wrong there.
No, no.
I mean, I may not agree with some of
the... No, he's just he's just kind of a weirdo.
No, yeah, that's just him speaking of boundaries.
But he didn't say what he wanted.
At the end of the day, we also don't know what happened. Did she fucking cheat on him numerous times?
The next one's like, I'll cut your throat.
Well, it gets better.
Yeah.
Oh, there's more.
So, no... Oh, wait, let me see. All right, so she basically just said, fuck you.
Hey,
yeah,
pretty much.
Go figure. She said, take some accountability and operate with respect. It's that simple. Because I'm tired of your attitude towards surf culture that contests and that place that what?
That place because I deserve
that contest
respect,
and
period.
That place because I deserve respect.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, period. Period. I have been more than patient and then shit like this is still here. Fuck that. Fuck that contest. Fuck that place and fuck not respecting me. Always in every situation within surf culture or you don't get it. And you don't get me. It's hurtful.
Honestly,
and unacceptable
to
me.
She just sounds fucking stupid. The guy put his boundaries
get it?
Out there.
I don't know if you get it or care or give a shit about that shit more than even after Dr. Stern has said it loud and clear. Dr. Stern is the couple's therapist who we were seeing once a week for about 4 months.
Yeah, he's the guy. Isn't he the guy from the documentary?
I didn't watch the documentary.
About Jonah Hill's documentary. We talked about it. Actually, it's pretty good.
But I say it is, you know, like whatever.
But that was what he was saying to her, right?
Yeah, so that was all him.
All she said was understood, and he fucking still went on.
I will say, this is one of the pictures he wanted taken down. I don't really see.
It's not an issue with that picture.
Yeah.
But like,
that's a hell of a quarter of titty, though.
People have their own fucking... Yeah. People have their own preferences, what they look for in a relationship. If you know, there's plenty of people that have like fucking strange things that they don't want their fucking partner to do or engage in. That's their own fucking personal opinion. If they don't want to fucking date somebody because
of it, I don't think he said anything wrong or anything like that.
No, I don't think
he
did either. You know, I think it was
just stupidity.
Kind of fucking basic, but she.
But I feel like it was a little like, he put something and then like she just said understood and he's like, no, I want one more thing.
Wait, that's all you got to say to that?
One more thing.
All right, let's get into your song. It's funny. You have a cover song and so do I. Teddy Swims, Sarah Smile.
You heard this guy, Donnie?
Oh, he does a cover of Sarah Smile by Hall & Oates?
Donnie?
No, but that's one of my favorite songs.
Wait till you hear the cover song.
Dude, that song is fucking fire. I love this song. Oh, shit.
This guy's money.
Yeah. I'm going I'm excited for this, Chuck.
I'm going this, Chuck.
Look at that guy.
He's good.
He's going to jam the fuck out.
There he is. Baby, hey, with a woman's eye.
I can feel you watching in the night. Guy's got a fire voice. I can already tell you that. Me, yeah. Some fucking baby making music for right the now. I want to find the Sarah just for this song. Yo, he does a version of Use Me, too. I saw on the sidebar. That's a banging song.
There's like a million of them.
I've never even seen this dude.
I mean, either. Fucking fire, though. Got a bang, great voice.
Dude on the left looks like Chuck. Just stay till tomorrow.
That's me?
No, that's not you. No, that's you right there, like. You see it?
Yeah. Fuck you guys. You me when I feel you can go.
Is this like an NPR type of thing?
Yeah, he has like a bunch of shit that he's done. But yeah, guy. He's got a ponytail? I just noticed that. I didn't even notice that.
It's like a cornrow ponytail.
Good thing.
Pigtail.
Chuck on the ones.
Slap of the bass, man.
Really good about that one.
Even like the obviously he's a chubby white guy, even the like the black guy playing the drums is like, this isn't even right.
He's like, wow.
He's like, this guy's got a lot of
got a great voice. Great voice.
So I got a quick little cover. This is Sam James, the Rough Rider anthem.
No, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty fire. Oh,
yeah. Stop. Drop. Shut him down.
Oh,
shit.
Hold on.
Just getting into it.
Hold on.
You can't stop it when the tip's in. What are you doing?
You shut out the shop too early.
He's coming back. What the hell's going on? Why is it playing on my phone?
Oh, it's the wire again.
No. It was playing on my phone for some reason. Open up fucking Spotify once. See what happens. All right, let's try this again.
Drop. Shut them down. Open up shop. Oh, no. That's a rough rider's roll. Stop. Drop. Shut them down. Open up shop. Oh, no. That's a rough rider's roll. People want to try. People want to lie. Then people wonder why. People wanna die. All I know is pain. All I feel is rain. How can I maintain with this shit up on my brain? I resort to violence. My people move in silence. Like you don't know what a style is. New York people the wildest. My people is with it. You want it? Come and get it. Took it, then we split it. Yeah, you fucking right, we did it. What? What the fuck you gonna do when we run up on you? Fucking with the wrong crew. Don't know what we're going through. I'ma have to show them how easily we blow them. Let me find out who's some more that's running with your people. Whoa, stop. Drop. Shut them down, open up shop. Oh, no, that's a rough rider's roll. Stop, drop, shut them down, open up shop. Oh, no, that's a rough rider's roll.
He's like, y'all be crazy. Be crazy. Yeah. Stop acting like a lady. Mind your business, lady. My people.
Yeah. All right, let's get into Cookin' Soul, Freddie Flex.
I think this is, dude, the ending of this shit is fire.
I almost bled out your artery. Kidnap your wife, duct tape, I ain't got no heart in me. On my Spike Lee, my director producing star in me. Fuck R. Kelly, bitch, I'm the new king of R&B. Nobody sang like Freddie Kane and it's documented. Think I heard his last 5 heartbeats when that chopper hit him. Your enemy, my enemy, if you with me, that's our religion. Rock that sleep, if I get an ink, then you rocking with him. A short statement might leave your ass with a long sentence. Jail time wasn't in the plan, so we took his man with him. Daddy in the hospital, I was crying and praying with him. Government was giving us COVID, it was a pandemic. It ain't no choice but to stand in it and get some money. Rap money to the trap money, but fuck this.
Oh, that was fucking hard.
NBA Supermax money. Hand the chef, I close with my cousin and mama on dope. Pussy nigga, I don't swap the beat, but you calling me folk. Put you in the back that I was stacking up on the smoke. Should I get out of jail free like Monopoly ho, Freddie Gordy. My uncle told me don't go to war if you can't afford it. Fuck the Supreme Court, bitch, you should have been aborted. You signed the 3 or 4 niggas, might as well get extorted. White Knight, Sergio suit, like I was Richie Porter. But I ain't going out like Richie Porter. A nigga money getting taller, my list of homies stay getting shorter. Betty Wobble Sugar, but my connection just got deported. Every house I got shit up off the mountains or off the water. That's facts, bitch, with this Gary shit on the map, bitch. Made it out the G like my last name was Jackson. Fuck a eyeline, I'm the bad guy, this rap shit. About to squeeze academics' titties, I love a fat bitch. You a dick in the booty, nigga, go get the strap, bitch. They say rap it, let these niggas breathe. I guess they playing from behind, trying to up the score cause you in the lead. But I say fuck it, let these niggas bleed. Flick full of wet bricks, it ain't a shoot on your whole team. Ballin' like a bitch while my jumper was broke. Put you in the back, shut out the mat, I want all of the smoke. Shoot you in, get out of jail free like my Monopoly ho. Freddie Gordon, Freddie Gordon, Freddie Gordon, Freddie Gordon.
I love when he says the academics line. But then there was a picture, I guess, of his like girl sent a picture of him, said with his like butt cheeks spread out in the back, and then she called him Spready Gibbs.
Oh fuck.
So I mean, there's that beef too. Spready Gibbs.
All right, one more song.
Guys, thanks for tuning in to another episode of the CDJ Podcast. I'm Chuck.
I'm Don.
And I don't have the soundboard up.
And that's Jesse.
And it is. All right. Well, forget the soundboard right now. And this is
fuck it.
Static Selector, Sky Zoo, and a whole bunch of other people.
Half and he's moon. Jesse.
Half Moon Part.
Call us back at 1-800-PALETS.
Yeah.
It still call me S-K-Y-C-O-O. In honor of the half moon part, the tattoo scars, the backroom jars. They say that it was too for real and that I rap too far. They say I shouldn't shoot the kill or try to rap through y'all. If a Henny bottle could talk, it'd say my last two bars. I'm the inner side of the raw, the middle part of the car. The base of what you was basing, you're winning on from the door. The basement that got it shaking when it was bottles galore. And the breaking when they was breaking and getting inside of the hall. I'm a park bench logo, phone posits and polo. The gray bottoms get three wears before we throw those. I'm made by the shit you were here, so how the flow go? Should all be accredited back to my palm, Netherlands, back to the bar, betting it, back to the start, sketching it. It sound like white GS rapping like Sean said it, or Ava Rex leathers and beepers like Nas left it. For y'all motherfuckers that don't get it, this is Half Moon Par, baby. Know who we are, baby. We play the side like we in here with that bomb, baby. No, never mind to the shit that they regard, baby. And if you ride, just remember what we on, baby. Half Moon Par, baby. Know who we are, baby. We play the side like we in here with that bomb, baby. No, never mind to the shit that they regard, baby. And if you ride, just remember what we on, baby.
Scarface the rapper did more than Scarface the movie for us, of course. Cause bitches selling they soul to be married, pushing a Porsche. Mattresses by the window, sleeping out on the floor. I'm ghetto out on the porch, revisiting 94. I'm slick as a southern pimp. What I spit in a couple bars, what I twist inside of the raw, what I'm giving to all of y'all. I'm the dope from round the alley, I pitched it to get a car. A youngin' holding an onion, just wishing to be a star. I'm south side stomping the gravel, chasing my paper, pimping pencils. I stencil the scripture, got them in awe. Got it sounding like Naughty by Nature and Chuck Taylors. I'm the West Coast, not see it whole with this verbatim. Yes, I are, baby. Get in this car, baby. Don't try to play like you ain't Google who we are, baby. Don't got no worries for them whispering at all, baby. I got a flight to catch in Providence tomorrow, ain't we?
Half Moon Par, baby. Know who we are, baby. We play the side like we in here with that bomb, baby. No, never mind to the shit that they regard, baby. And if you ride, just remember what we on, baby. Half Moon Par, baby. Know who we are, baby. We play the side like we in here with that bomb, baby. No, never mind to the shit that they regard, baby. And if you ride, just remember what we on, baby.
Yeah, young on my hustle hard. As far as I can remember back, I've been fucking raw. Living in Philly, man, no broken heart, no book of law. But it's my time right now, so I sit back and take it all. And penthouse minutes, it's the way I live. Just try and make it big, think about all the things I did. Half of y'all faking to be whatever you say you is. Drink so much that I probably never see straight again. Damn, I come alive when they turn on the mic. You heard of me right, verbally nice. Murder the hype, Irvin and Mike. Ball hard, never fall. Word to my life, niggas come at you like water. Freeze up and turn into ice. But what's life like? Cause that ain't really what I thought I'd take from it. Top spot that they wanted, black bands that 800. Far side, y'all stay running. Visionary, my day coming. You see me, nigga, then say something. Ain't no frontin', I'm straight stuntin'.
Half Moon Par, baby. Know who we are, baby. We play the side like we in here with that bomb, baby. No, never mind to the shit that they regard, baby. And if you ride, just remember what we on, baby. Half Moon Par, baby. Know who we are, baby. We play the side like we in here with that bomb, baby. No, never mind to the shit that they regard, baby.